Hi, everybody. Justin McElroy of Vox Games here.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, right?
Ooh, talking, that sounds so important.
talking to Sydney McElroy for our third annual Game of the Year Awards.
We're a little late, and I'm sorry.
Well, you had a lot of games to get through.
I did.
Through your pile.
It took me 5 days into the new year to get through it all.
Do you remember some of your past Games of the Year, Sydney?
Weren't they all some form of Tetris?
Tetris was a big favorite.
Blockabreaker.
You picked Picross 3D before. You've selected, I believe, Twitter.
Twitter. Oh, Twitter was a big one.
Twitter.
Twitter just came out last year, I believe. Isn't that Twitter, an invention in 2010?
Right. And this year you're back with five more games that you really feel like defined the landscape of gaming, right? What was your criteria? Right.
I mean, things that, like, I liked, things that were on my phone, things that you downloaded for me in some way.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Pretty much that's it.
Okay, great. Well, why don't you kick us off with number five, the fifth best game of the year?
Number five would be, a game that you put on my iPhone, and it's called Spell Tower.
Okay, and what do you do in this one?
You spell things.
Okay.
It's kind of like Boggle. Only there's puzzles.
Okay.
And you spell words and you get points for them.
Spell Tower, number five game of the year. What comes in at number four?
Okay, number four this year would be Opioid Converter.
Now, what is that? I'm not familiar with this game.
Opioid Converter is this thing I have that is on my phone where you put in, like, how much Percocet you're giving a patient and it converts it to morphine.
You're a physician.
That's right.
Okay, what's
the... And it can convert any kind of opioid to another opioid so that you don't overdose the patient. And it's really useful, and it's on my phone, and I just put numbers in there, and it puts other numbers out, and I know how much medication to give my patients, and it's just great.
Number three.
Number three this year was something I just found out about. It's a big new discovery that I made, and I think it's probably the best game that I've found in a while.
What is it called?
It's called My Brother and Me.
That is the app of the comedy podcast I make, correct?
It's on my phone, and it's great, and it's fun, and I enjoy it, and I can just push this button on my phone, and then it plays, and there's this guy that sounds a lot like you in
That's
it.
That's me. That's me.
That's you?
Yeah, that's my comedy podcast. Thank you for the plug, though. I appreciate that.
No, I love this game.
It's not a game.
But it's a great game. It's on my phone.
Not a game. So is calling and text messages. But by all means, let's move on. Number two. This is a game, right? You promise?
They're all games.
Okay.
Number two would be the new Zelda.
Okay. Good. That's a real game. What did you like about Zelda this year?
Well, unlike other people who may have snubbed Zelda for some kind of award, Justin. Zelda, it was fun, and I got to play it with my husband that I love, and he does the fighting, and I do the puzzles, and it's exciting, and adventure, and scary, dark things, but also, pretty things, and flying.
There's flying. Perfect. Number one, what's your game of the year, Sydney?
Okay. My game of the year? It's that free rum game.
Now, are you talking about Risen 2, the PR company for which sent us a free bottle of rum?
I don't give a shit what game it is.
Risen 2, Dark Waters.
No, it doesn't matter. All I know is that in the mail, someone sent us a free bottle of rum. And I don't mean an airplane bottle. I mean an honest-to-God bottle of rum.
Right, a real-ass bottle.
Right, to promote their game. And so whatever that game is, you are my favorite of the year because, you know what? No one else sent me any free bottles of rum.
Fact. Hey, folks, good news. Sydney and I are not just going to be giving you Games of the Year annually. We're back with a brand new podcast. What's it called, Sydney?
That's right. It's called Satellite Dish.
With Justin and Sydney.
That's
that part's
right.
Important.
Right, with Justin and Sydney. Satellite Dish with Justin and Sydney. And it's because we...
Got 10 seconds.
We like to talk about TV, and you should check us out.
When can they get it?
They can get it tomorrow morning.
At the Sat Dish. We'll tweet it.
Woo!
Woo, listen.